So, I'm going to start out with something kind of simple, I guess, that happened to us a couple months ago. In early June, we had, like, a really terrible storm that came through our area, and, like, our garden was, like, flattened, and, like, it was kind of disappointing because, like, the night before, we had, like, worked in it, and we had weeded our corn, and we had hilled it, and, like, we thought it was ruined, like, it was all flattened. And so it looked like everything we had done was, like, useless. But over the next couple of days, like, something really amazing happened. All the corn that was, like, completely flat was, like, standing straightened up, and, like, it was perfect. And, like, a couple of days ago, we got, like, a nice crop of corn from it. And it was interesting to me because, like, I don't like gardening, but God started to teach me something from this. And I told someone about it, and what they said got me thinking about it. In a sense, our lives are like a garden. Isaiah 58:11 says, "And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not." Many times we're doing the right things, pulling out weeds in our lives and healing our plants to give them strength and the face, and then an unexpected storm comes. Pulling out weeds is an essential in gardening as well as in our spiritual lives. Weeds are like sin or things God shows us to get rid of. The smaller the weed, the easier it is to pull it out. However, if you let it grow, it will get stronger roots and be hard to get rid of. It's the same way when God shows us something we should get rid of, we should pull it out of our lives right away so it has no time to get stronger roots in our lives. Psalm 119:60 says, "I made haste and delay not to keep thy commandments." Some things may not be like outright sin, but possibly taking too much of your time, your money, or your energy that should be used for working for God. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful unto me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." The next thing we had done before the storm was hilling the corn. We piled dirt higher on the base so that it could not snap over so easily in the wind. We do the same thing in our spiritual lives by reading, praying, and attending church. These give us aid to help us stand when the storm comes. The storm that came that night was, like, totally unexpected. Like, none of us knew it was coming. And that's the same in our lives a lot of time. We may be doing the right things, getting rid of things that God shows us to do, reading and praying and attending church, but that doesn't mean storms won't come, because they will come. Sometimes life may be going really well, but then an unexpected storm comes and flattens you. You may feel that you're completely flattened out, but just be patient. The storm will pass, and the sun will break through. God picks us up after we've been flattened out, and He sets us back on our feet and helps us to stand. And you can stand and know that God always will strengthen you, and He never fails. Isaiah 26:3-4 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And then Isaiah 40:29 says, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increases strength." And also Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Many times we don't know why the storm came, but trust in God's wisdom. He promises to strengthen us, and He will never forget you. Psalm 18:30 says, "As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in Him." And Isaiah 49:16 says, "Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand, and thy walls are continually before me." And we all know Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that are love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. We can always know that He does everything well.